there we were, having something to eat and a drink, and they came back and snuck back on the field.
We need the scoreboard to come back. Where's the scoreboard? Here he comes. He's got his burger.
Everyone sort of snuck back out there to start in.
We haven't started the official. We haven't started, have we?
Where'd they put Dixon? I had to put him on the other side of the field.
He is not getting his microphone, I'm telling you.
No. Oh,
He's going to open the bowling. And the umpire's ready to go. Quick game's a good game. Steve Dixon will be bowling right-armed crap. Here we go.
Right-arm what? Crap. Right-arm crap. I think you are allowed to say that.
I don't think crap's a swear word, is it?
No, it's not.
I don't know how it's.
Well, you can swap,
because Josh might be on now as well.
Tell you what, these hamburgers are good if you want to buy one. $5, very good.
That looks like
Oh, beautiful.
Look at that.
Is that Matt?
That's a six.
He's called six. The umpire's called. Oh, is there going to be a blow up here?
There's going to be a blow up. What is wrong with the umpire? He's called a six. Was he outside the ring there when he caught it, Doug Baker, you think?
Well, it is a politician's team, so do we really care?
No, I don't suppose we do.
Bad luck, Matt. It was a nice catch.
Here's another shit. Oh, no, he's not. That's a six.
I'm surprised Darren Luck's not the captain, because he opens the bowling and he's opened the batting now. And he wicket keeps, he does everything.
Does a lot. Now, Henry Evans just came over here and said he's looking for sponsorship in the Special Olympics torch run.
All sponsoring, as long as he doesn't bring that camera out anymore.
It's the website, go to all the W's, runwiththelaw.com.au. If you want to help Henry out with the Special Olympics torch run.
He's a good man, Henry, too.
He is.
Keep that camera in your bag, Henry.
He's a big supporter of yours, too, Tuck Bates.
That was a pretty ordinary ball there by Steve Dixon. I think the word opposition's a loose, you know, it's sort of a loose sort of description, isn't it?
It is a loose.
Oh, there's another six. Another get into him, Darren.
I think they're trying to get 201 quickly.
Obviously, Darren is an out-of-life fan for the way he's going.
There's a bit of sledging going on. What did he say? He yelled some profanity. He's still upset.
Darren Luck's on fire.
I think he got a windscreen with that one.
That's straight through the LNP limo, that one.
There's a big fella over here. He's got that look. He gave you a mean look before.
Look at him. He's,
look at Tony.
He's the block of flats that Keith sent out.
At least the developer is nowhere near. He's on the other side.
Okay, so they're none for 26 off the first over. So they're off to a flying start, the Bundrum team. Thanks to Steve Dixon's inept bowling.
None for 26.
One over.
None for 26, Steve.
Nine more of those. Just let Steve both ends and we can go home in half an hour. It'll be great.
10 minutes at that rate. Where's the other two pollies? That wasn't a bad bowl.
Cameron Dixon's got a bit of pace there, hasn't he?
He's got a bit of pace.
And it was good length, and we've got the Gooper batting. Is it the Goop?
The Goop.
He's sort of got a cult following, the Goop.
Is it Goopy or Goofy?
Goopy.
Now, where's Ted Hungerford and Thompson?
Ted Hungerford's...
There's Chris Thompson over there.
Ted's over there. He's just sizing up whether his grader will fit through that gate over there.
Is he deep out there? Is he?
He's deep, deep.
Deep.
He's in deep trouble.
He's in deep.
Yeah, you see, go and see him over there. He's over there.
Over there. There
oh,
he goes.
Beautiful. Oh,
yeah, we'll be going home very soon.
Darren Lucky's on fire. He's seen him like a football.
Did you see that? The umpire didn't even look around. He waved a four, and he didn't even look because he knew who was out there. Cameron.
Are you saying that Ted isn't a very good fielder?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what the umpire did. Obviously, he knew Ted was out there, and he didn't even turn around.
Ted's got all the makings of a good runner except speed. There we go, Ted. Here we
Ted
go.
Going under it, Ted.
Oh, look at that. Is the Fatty Boughton catch of the century.
I can't believe it.
Ted Hungerford, take your hat off. That is superb. Goodness me. Hasn't he made us look like a pair of goobers?
He has.
He showed pace, finesse and ability.
Too bad he doesn't show that in council.
Yeah, exactly. Bob Abbott would have been proud of him. He said, where's the real Ted?
He would have done.
That was a fantastic catch.
That was a good catch, Ted.
So Darren Luck's out off, I think, it was a freak catch.
That was Ted, wasn't it?
Well, maybe. Maybe it's someone else.
Might be a ring-in. It was Ted. Someone nodding here. People are nodding here.
Remember Fatty Boughton catching that All-Stars game at the time? That was as good as that, nearly. So Cameron Dixon's got a wicket. They've cracked through the very thin, soft shell of the Budrum team.
They have. Whittling them down slowly but surely.
Oh. Batsman is...
He's a swarthy individual who...
He looks very athletic, the batsman, mate.
He does.
Mm. Unlike Goop.
He looks the part.
Goop looks like he should be at the big day out, doesn't he?
He does. Head off to the big day out, Goop. They're waiting for you. Wonder where you are, mate. Where's Ted when you need him?
He's a bit slow off the mark that time, Ted.
That was Chris Thompson covering.
They reckon at morning tea at the council, Ted can eat scones, they reckon. That's probably what he thought that ball was before, a scone, and he's took off after it.
That was Chris Thompson that missed it. Chris Thompson that missed that easy catch.
You didn't get a burger in your half-time camp?
No, I had a drink, but I was chatting to Henry.
I
couldn't get away from Henry. We were having a chat.
I really can.
I was talking to Jeff Malcolm up the back there.
Compliment those ladies on that burger if you want one. They're very, very nice.
No, not yet. Supposed to open your eyes when the ball comes towards you, Goop. Here we go. This looks like one for Chris Thompson. He might know how to surf, but he doesn't know how to catch.
Mate, that was straight down his throat, wasn't it? He was swallowed that.
A lollipop catch.
That's right.
That's two that Thompson's missed out on, Ashley.
He's getting sledged by his own mates, Matt Makita. Oh, nearly a caught and bowl.
Nearly. There's a good bit of fielding going on over this side.
They look a lot sharper in the field than the Bundrum boys, don't they?
They look, they've almost got matching uniforms too.
Hang on, the scoreboard's gone walkabout. He's back.